Vai.
I thought if you had, you know, good paintings brought terrific prices.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's too bad that the impression sales didn't precede the contemporary.
Uh-huh.
They've done that sometimes. They flip-flopped the order.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would have boosted the contemporary, even though
mm-hmm.
it's somewhat of an apples and oranges issue. I think mm-hmm. the psychology, the market got a lift from the general market got a lift from the results of the impression and modern sales. I think there were a couple problems, I think, with the contemporaries. I think it was lack of good material and too many paintings by individual artists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could say that again, yeah. And what is your sense, because you're close to that, in terms of, you know, the Hughes material. Was that just what, bad timing, bad decisions? What?
Yeah, I really don't. The bad timing, too many paintings. I think Fred made up his mind to put the pictures in the auction room very, very much at the 11th hour, and I think that it was just a hasty decision for everybody. I think that Sotheby's should have put. I think they really worked it very, very poorly. I think it was just, you know, the way they handled it was really wrong. They should have put three or four maybe of the better pictures in. This whole idea of the book, I think, was kind of silly. I think that's one of the things they used, perhaps, all that, and they probably, and I think they just wanted to kind of like have that. I think they thought that the impact of the catalog and all these pictures would somehow balance or outweigh the what they must have understood to be the negative impact of putting 12 pictures, 11 pictures, you know, under the hammer by one artist, not including the other pictures that they had in the sale and the pictures that were at Christie's.
Right.
I think there were 14 or 15 Warhols in 24 hours.
Yeah.
And then there were questions about Fred's paintings. I think there was a lot of much of the speculation was erroneous, you know, how he acquired them and all that. I mean, I think that all the scuttlebutt... Hang on one second,
yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure. You were saying all the scuttlebutt and...
Yeah.
About the... the provenance?
By isolating it or picking out
right.
one... I think that there was a lot of damaging speculation. I think most of it was erroneous, but having that kind of a cloud hanging over the sale, it would have been a difficult sale without that. When you add that kind of, sharpshooting from the other dealers and collectors, and I was getting calls at least once or twice a day by collectors asking me, not if I thought this was a good painting, but you know. Collateral kinds of questions about, you know, how he got it, blah, 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 and I mean, all that kind of stuff, I think, you know, was certainly a negative.
Yeah.
And
do you put any, I mean, the notion, I mean, about that they were shown and apparently were available at Bruno Bischofberger?
I don't know if they were available. I'm not sure that they were available.
Right.
I think, in fact, they were not available. I think Bruno had certain pictures that were available, but these weren't among them.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't think that really was a factor, because I think a lot of people, when they got the catalog or when they found out about the pictures coming to Sotheby's, were not at all aware of what had happened with Bruno. I mean, you know that because you're a professional and you have a different kind of a vantage point. Most people don't see all that. Hang on.